Good morning, another clear, crisp morning across interior New York and New England, with even more places back into the 40s and even some 30s across the higher terrain. Areas of frost possible, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. A nice turnaround, though, with that strong late summer sun. We'll see temperatures climb back through the 50s and 60s today. We'll tack on a few degrees from yesterday, and with a nice blue sky all day long and a developing south breeze, temperatures will be in the lower to mid-70s on average. High pressure is in control. It'll dominate the weather through tonight, keeping skies clear. Another cool night, but not as cool as last night, with most places in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine to start the day tomorrow, but as the high drifts off the eastern seaboard, that southerly wind flow will develop and become stronger during the day. This will pull in more moisture in the form of increasing clouds, though it will be milder with most everyone in the middle to upper 70s. Eventually, some showers will show up here on Saturday night, but a better chance of rain as we get into the day on Sunday, even some thunderstorms with the unsettled weather, highs back into the middle 70s. That front that's bringing the showers our way for the second half of the weekend will linger into the day Monday, so we may start off with some wet weather before increasing sunshine later in the day brings us back into the upper 70s. A new area of high pressure will build in for the middle of next week, and we'll have a good amount of sunshine Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with temperatures climbing into the middle and upper 70s, and even by Thursday afternoon toward the 80-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression Julia, located about 215 miles south-southeast of Cape Fear, North Carolina, with winds of 40 miles per hour. Little change in strength is forecast today, but gradual weakening is anticipated after that time as Julia continues its slow and erratic motion off the coast of the Carolinas through the weekend. Tropical Storm Carl, meanwhile, has formed in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. Carl is located about 640 miles west-northwest of the Cabo Verde Islands and moving toward the west near 13. This general motion is expected to continue through tomorrow. A west-southwestward motion is possible tomorrow night. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours as Carl remains over the open Atlantic. And Typhoon Malakas is located about 275 miles south-southeast of Taipei, Taiwan, with winds of 105 miles per hour and gusts to 125 miles per hour. Malakas is expected to intensify as it heads toward the northern part of Taiwan in the next 24 hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 37 degrees with a west wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 12 above zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies with a little bit of fog, 45 degrees with a dew point of 43. 93% relative humidity, a calm wind, and the barometer at 30.31 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Bodie State Park, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny near 70, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 60, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.8 inches for the month and 24.25 inches for the year, which is 3.43 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 7 now for the month. That's 32 heating degree days below normal, and 8 for the season, which is 54 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees. The average low, 52. The record high, 92, set in 1939, and the record low, 32, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening at 7:02 p.m., 12 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and mild today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows back into the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds, becoming breezy, milder, mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday in the middle to upper 70s. Showers left over into Monday morning, then increasing sunshine in the afternoon, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Tuesday, mid to upper 70s with mostly sunny skies Wednesday, and a mix of sun and clouds and warmer on Thursday with highs around 80. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.